So you look at your life in this season currently, and you're like, what is it that I need to pay attention to? And so you list about five of them. So you write five of your roles that you're currently doing. And then you kind of think about, how am I spending my time? Am I nurturing these roles that I believe are from God, like my God assignments? Am I using my time to grow in these areas? And so that's kind of how it started for me. And for me, like, my lists are, you know, child of God, like my relationship with God is my priority, is number one. You know, I'm a wife, I'm a mom, you know, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm also, you know, a coach, and I'm an employee. So I have a long list.
You have more than five.
Yeah, that was a little bit more than five. But am I trying, so each day I try to nurture, you know, the people on the list that I have. Because I can say that this person's important or this is important, but my time really is the telltale of what's important to me, how I spend my time. So that's kind of how it starts. And I feel like, you know, I call it kind of like your life's dashboard. My whole dashboard, car dashboard. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what are the five things on your life's dashboard? And are you paying attention that none of them are kind of running on empty right now? You know, kind of being even, and it's not going to be perfect. There are seasons in our lives when things are, you know, certain things are more important or might take preference. You know, being a relationship with God should always be number one to everything else. But then there are other seasons where certain things take place of number two or number three. So it's not going to be like everything's going to be on full, but it's paying attention so that nothing that are important to you and important to God for you is running on empty.
Mm-hmm. So then does that come down to like your daily schedule or your more like life goals, year goals? Do you set goals like that? I've never really been a goal setter. Tell me.
So I do 90-day goals, and I pray and I say, God, what is it that you want me to accomplish, you know, during this time? And I spend time, which, you know, it's a process for me, and I'm getting better. I'm not perfect at it, but really listening, like intentional listening has been a big focus of mine, because I can pray like for hours and just talk. But then I have to remind myself, like this morning I was praying and I did my whole prayer, and then I'm like, all right, Eva, now it's time to listen. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like sitting there and I'm waiting. So listening, I think, is such a big part of it too. And then taking action, like trusting that God is speaking to you. Because, you know, I feel like a lot of us say we don't hear God's voice. And sometimes it's because we're not listening too much. Because I feel like God definitely speaks to us, you know, through his word, through others, you know, through your devotional, which is beautiful. So I feel like if we just listen, and definitely it's hard. I mean, it's hard for me, but I've been practicing intentional listening and then planning from there. So then if I pray and then I say, okay, this is where I believe you are leading me. And then I take action. So I write down my goals, like for each of my buckets, like for my, as a wife, I'm like, how can I show, you know, my spouse love this day or this week? What can I do for him or her? You know, I read the five love languages, which I love so much. Mm-hmm. So one step is like learning your partner's like love language, and then just like doing something simple each day to nurture that.
I love that. So it's not just about career or like the things on your to-do list. It's about more like a to-love list.
Yeah, it's more like holistically, like your whole life kind of like, it sounds like a lot, but I feel like when you do it that way, if you have like five things and you just think about, you know, your kids and like, all right, I want to spend 10 minutes a day with my kids each day. And you know, that's something that's kind of small, but still intentional that you can do. So it's just about being intentional about how you set your time for me, at least. That's been working out.
And I love when you're talking about like listening to God. I find that if I like, if I would just to take what you're doing and try to implement it in my life, I would probably feel overwhelmed and like,
right,
oh, I can't do this. This is like, I give up. But if I'm sitting down with God and I'm saying, okay, what do you want?
Exactly.
Then the advice is going to be very personalized. Like,
totally. Yes. Because what works for me won't work for everybody. But I feel like we all have our God assignments and our and the purpose for which we were made, and God knows those plans. So we have, if we go to Him, you know, I believe He will tell us what those plans are.